Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. And first, it is time for another edition of Wait, Wait, On the Trail.
Yeehaw!
Don't you worry, ma'am. Don't you worry. We'll get your cattle back.
Thank
I
you,
never
Carl.
Get tired of that.
No. Paul, Senator John McCain has a reputation as a maverick. He bucks conventional wisdom. He forges his own path. And in keeping with that, Senator McCain announced this week that he doesn't care what anybody else thinks. He still is in favor of what?
Immigration amnesty.
He's already taken that stand, but now he's going further, and he's saying that he alone is standing up for 1970s Swedish pop music. He says he's a fan of
ABBA.
Yes. This is how Senator McCain responded in South Carolina when asked what was on his iPod, and I need to quote him at length. Quote, "Dare I say ABBA? Everybody says, ABBA. Why is that? Nobody likes them, but they sold more records than anybody in the history of the world, including the Beatles. But everybody hates them. You're a no-class guy." Oh, he went on. Please listen. He went on to say, "You're a no-class guy if you like ABBA. Why does everybody go to see Mamma Mia? Hypocrisy. Rank hypocrisy. I'm not embarrassed to say I like ABBA. Dancing Queen." Unquote. There you go. On the Straight Talk Express.
You know, in the interest of full disclosure, I think it's important to point out that while they did in fact sell more records than the Beatles and all those other people talked about, what he neglects to mention is that they worked in a record store.
Come now, I can see you're an ABBA skeptic. John McCain, and this might either end or launch his presidential career, it's the game-changing moment. He said that if elected, the music in all the White House elevators, ABBA.
Yeah.
He even suggested that their song, Take a Chance on Me, would be a good campaign theme song, although given how things are going for him lately, we might suggest their other big hit, Waterloo. Tom, we got some good news this week from the science community. It turns out that if we can figure out a way to eliminate a certain kind of bacteria that lives in our guts, we could forever end our unfortunate need for what?
If we can get rid of a bacteria in our guts, unfortunate need for stomach antacids?
No, it's like, don't blame me for finishing off your lint bar. Blame my intestinal flora.
Oh, overeating?
Not overeating but something specific, a craving for something.
What did you call it? A lint?
Lint bar.
Lint. Oh, I thought I was picturing
like
something gross.
The dryer.
I was picturing like a dust bunny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I went with belly button.
Chocolate.
Am I the only
yes,
one
chocolate.
Belly
yeah.
Oh, really? Why would you want to get rid of that?
Well, that's the question. But it turns out our craving for chocolate seems to be caused not by some innate love of it, but because of a certain kind of bacteria that lives in some people's guts. Scientists discovered the little germs known by the scientific name of Fusacilla malomarum.
No.
All right, we're making that up, but they do exist.
But they
found 11 men who do not eat chocolate, and they compared them with 11 men who do, and they did studies of their internal, environments, and they found this bacteria living in the chocolate eaters. Hmm. So they assume it's a cause and effect. One interesting note, the study was delayed for a year because scientists had trouble finding enough men who didn't eat chocolate. And they didn't even bother trying women. Right. It just wasn't going to happen.
Well, that's it. I mean, I love chocolate. And there are times I've stared into the abyss of a Ben & Jerry's pint of chocolate ice cream and felt driven sort of beyond my own will to,
But are you?
And I never understood it. And this is...
It's PMS.
Oh.
Ladies. We know.
Boy, that explains a number of things, actually.
Yes, exactly.